Beyond the Money Printer, the real link between Treasury bills and Bitcoin summary, approx. 1200 words.
The cryptocurrency market has long been influenced by the narrative that central bank money printing, such as quantitative easing QE, directly fuels Bitcoin's price.
This idea suggests that when governments inject liquidity into the economy, investors turn to Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation.
However, recent research challenges this simplistic view.
The real driver of Bitcoin's price movements may not be the total amount of new money created, but rather where that liquidity flows, specifically into short-term government debt like treasury bills, T-bills.
This nuanced perspective reframes how macroeconomic policies impact crypto markets, emphasizing the role of asset composition over mere monetary expansion.
The liquidity pipeline. Not all money is created equal. The Kirok Report, a digital asset market maker, highlights that central banks' massive liquidity injections do not uniformly benefit all risk assets.
Instead, the type of assets purchased with newly created money determines its impact.
For instance, when central banks buy long-dated bonds, this creates a risk-off environment.
Investors, seeking higher yields, move their capital toward riskier assets like tech stocks and cryptocurrencies.
Historically, this dynamic has been bullish for Bitcoin, as it aligns with the asset's speculative nature and perceived inflation hedge.
Conversely, when liquidity is directed toward short-term treasury bills, T-bills, the outcome is starkly different.
T-bills are ultra-safe, cash-like instruments that act as a liquidity sink. An abundance of high-yielding T-bills attracts capital that might otherwise seek riskier opportunities.
This shift pulls funds away from speculative assets like Bitcoin, creating downward pressure on crypto prices.
The Kirok analysis underscores that tracking T-bill flows provides a clearer signal for Bitcoin's price direction than simply monitoring the Fed's balance sheet.
This distinction is critical.
While the Fed's balance sheet has expanded significantly through QE, the composition of its purchases, whether long-dated bonds or short-term T-bills, determines the market's risk appetite.
For example, the Federal Reserve's 2020 QE program, which included both long-term bonds and short-term T-bills, had divergent effects.
The long-term bond purchases incentivized risk-taking, while the T-bill purchases siphon liquidity from riskier assets.
T-bills as a competing asset. The opportunity cost of risk, the competition between T-bills and Bitcoin for investor capital, is a pivotal factor in crypto price movements.
When yields on risk-free T-bills rise, the opportunity cost of holding volatile assets like Bitcoin increases.
Investors are incentivized to park their money in T-bills, which offer safety and predictable returns, rather than taking on the risks associated with crypto.
This dynamic is particularly pronounced during periods of economic uncertainty or when inflation expectations are high.
For instance, in 2022, the U.S. Treasury issued record amounts of T-bills to fund fiscal stimulus, leading to a surge in short-term yields.
This environment coincided with a sharp decline in Bitcoin's price, as investors prioritized the safety of T-bills over the volatility of crypto.
The Kirok Report notes that heavy T-bill issuance often signals a risk-averse sentiment in the broader market, which typically does not favor speculative assets like Bitcoin.
This competition is not limited to T-bills.
Other safe haven assets, such as gold or high-grade corporate bonds, also compete for capital.
However, T-bills stand out due to their liquidity, yield, and perceived safety.
Their role as a cash equivalent makes them a primary destination for capital during times of uncertainty, effectively draining liquidity from riskier assets.
The impact of T-bill yields on Bitcoin's price, the relationship between T-bill yields and Bitcoin's price, is further amplified by the inverse correlation between risk-free rates and speculative assets.
When T-bill yields rise, the cost of holding Bitcoin increases, as investors can earn returns from safer alternatives.
Conversely, when T-bill yields fall, the relative attractiveness of Bitcoin improves.
This dynamic is evident in historical data.
For example, during the 2020 pandemic, the Fed slashed short-term interest rates to near zero, leading to a surge in Bitcoin's price.
However, as T-bill yields rose in 2022 due to inflation concerns and the Fed's pivot toward tighter monetary policy, Bitcoin's price declined.
The Kirok report suggests that tracking T-bill flows, rather than just headline figures like the Fed's balance sheet, offers a more accurate predictor of Bitcoin's price trajectory.
Moreover, the timing and magnitude of T-bill issuance matter.
Large-scale T-bill auctions can create a liquidity drain, where investors shift capital from crypto to T-bills, leading to immediate price declines.
Conversely, periods of reduced T-bill issuance may signal a return to risk-taking, potentially boosting Bitcoin's price.
What this means for crypto investors, the Kirok analysis reframes how investors should interpret macroeconomic policy and its impact on crypto markets.
Instead of focusing solely on whether money is being printed, investors must analyze the type of assets being purchased with that liquidity.
This shift in perspective has three critical implications. 1. Monitor T-bill yields. Rising short-term yields on T-bills can signal a more challenging environment for Bitcoin.
Investors should track the yield curve and T-bill issuance trends to anticipate shifts in market sentiment.
2. Look beyond headline figures. The size of the Fed's balance sheet is less important than the composition of its purchases.
For example, a large balance sheet that includes significant T-bill holdings may indicate a risk-off think.